Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, we'll see. It's day four. But as I said in another interview I did in the offseason, I'd rather have too much talent and try to figure out how to manage it, how to have everybody embrace their role, than not have enough. So we love having another weapon. I thought Nelly the last couple of years did a great job for us as our third receiver. I don't really see D-Hop as a third receiver. I see him more as we have three starters at wide receiver. But we also have the two tight ends. So it'll be interesting as we get going, especially once we get to camp and we get the pads on, how we can integrate him into the offense. But we're excited.
That's Todd Monk, and Monk is back, and he's talking about how DeAndre Hopkins has looked so far.
You guys still want that championship thing taken out of that?
I just think it's kind of dated.
It's dated.
Yeah.
I think we need to.
It's 2 years ago. Do you leave it the same? Just cut the last part out. Yeah.
No, that's right in your wheelhouse, isn't it, Bone?
What?
You don't know how to do that? Snip, snip.
I would need the session.
Yeah, because you can't do it from what he's got there because the music's there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can separate.
You can separate the original pre-music.
I was told you can't do that.
That's not what he's been told.
He's not understanding.
He doesn't understand it.
Do you remember
when we used to say, who are the playmakers on the Ravens offense? And now it's like, do they have too many playmakers?
They have an overabundance of playmakers.
It used to be, who is the play? Who, besides Mark Andrews?
Yeah.
Who are the playmakers in the Ravens offense?
Now they got them. They got them in abundance.
Monk knows how to juggle them.
I don't know that DeAndre Hopkins is another starting wide receiver, but he's a hell of a lot better than Nelson Aguilar was last year.
Should be.
Yes.
I think it's a low bar.
First year Aguilar was good.
Yes. First year Aguilar, he had a decent game in Cleveland. Beyond that, he was basically invisible last season.
Yeah. Didn't have a big play in Cincinnati game?
Dallas. He caught like a short pass.
I think
he went for like 50 yards or something.
No. He did something in the Cincinnati home game too.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey,
let's hear.
No, yeah,
I know he had the little screen pass, but I felt like Aguilar had a play in that game. Anywho,
let's hear
did
more.
Did he catch one anywhere?
What's that?
No,
Aguilar is still out there.
I think he might retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be it for.
Think he retires an Eagle.
No, I do not.
I don't think he's ever going back to Philly.
I do not. Let's hear Todd Monken on his backup quarterback. Obviously, no Lamar Jackson today. So he's seeing a lot of Cooper Rush. What's he think?
He's a pro. That's why he's made it in the NFL as long as he has. That's why his record as a starter is what it is. Because it's not like those guys get a lot of reps. You know, so when he's had his opportunities, he's done an outstanding job. Not a good job, an outstanding job of winning football games. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows his skill set.
Yes.
I mean, it's one thing to have a skill set. It's another to another to understand that. He's not Lamar. So he's got to know where to go with the ball, be on time, using his arm talent, anticipation with throws, and you know, being able to get the ball out and get it to checkdowns.
So this was somebody you were calling for when the offseason began. Yeah. They needed a real backup quarterback. He is now here, and you can hear that Monk likes having this guy.
He's a point guard who knows he's a point guard. He knows the kind of high percentage throws and the kind of he can read things. It doesn't have to be an immediate check down to the, you know, the first option, but like he knows that when things do get helter-skelter, it's not going to be him breaking a run. It's not going to be him, you know, pump fake, throw it 50 yards downfield. It's hit the open guy or throw it out of bounds or scud it into the ground. I think he, I like his game a lot, and I think it's a massive upgrade over what they've been dealing with the last 3 years.
That's the biggest thing. And how many segments have we done over the past couple of years about the Ravens needing to invest more at the backup quarterback position? Well, they did. This is a big upgrade.
Seems to me that Monk thinks it's an upgrade. And maybe Monk, I don't know, maybe Monk had something to do with breaking the Harbaugh, Josh Johnson, like, divine trinity thing that was going on.
The Harbaugh's love Josh Johnson.
He was bouncing from Harbaugh to Harbaugh.
Yeah. Josh Johnson might have been able to stay in his house. Isn't he with the Commanders now? Like, he could. This is a little long commute, but he could still keep the home if he wants to. Hey, let's hear more from Todd Monk.
Adam Peters was in San Francisco, yes. And Josh Johnson, well, he's been everywhere, but he was pretty good in San Francisco.
Yes. Zay Flowers, we heard from him last segment. Monk, what do you think of Zay Flowers?
Well, we just got to get him the ball more. I mean, that's really it. The problem is we have a lot of those guys. Like, he's an unbelievable football player. You know, he's not only an outside receiver that has elite route running skills, but he's unbelievable with the ball in his hands. So you have, like, a guy that fits two positions, really plays two spots. Now, I'm not sure we're going to use that when it's contract negotiations and we see him as two players. But I'm just saying that you can use him in a variety of roles to get him the ball, which allows your volume to go up. You know, he's a volume catch guy. You can use him in novelty screens, getting him the ball down the field. So I expect him to take another leap, you know, in terms of, you know, his consistency. But you know, when you make it to the Pro Bowl or you're an all-pro, like, you're pretty good.
Oh, man.
Can't put that genie back in the bottle.
No.
That's out there.
Who doesn't like a good novelty screen? I was listening to him talking about this, and it reminded me of what you were just saying a second ago. Like, they were a one seed with Willie Snead and Seth Roberts at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, they've got dudes now. They've got legit dudes. You got the two tight ends who might both be top 10 tight ends in the league.
Yeah.
They've got Zay Flowers, Pro Bowler, Bateman catching double-digit touchdowns. Now you've got D-Hop, who knows who he is. You've got Derrick Henry. Like,
Justice Hill has emerged as a third-down winner for you.
Keaton Mitchell says he's back to what he was before he got hurt speed-wise. Like, they've got guys.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is... look, the offense is the strength of... The offense is the strength of the team. I mean, it's historically significant offense.
It's loaded. And when you're in terms of pass catchers, and then you get to the offensive line where obviously the caveat with Ronnie Stanley is always his health, but Linderbaum entering contract year, he's going to want to really show out. Falele, another year under his belt. Roger Rosengarten entering year two. There's no reason to think that the offensive line can't be better than it was last year.
Well, Monk, with that said, what's he want to see with the offense? Where does he want to see the offense improve?
You know, when we started the offseason, we had to really drill down into being specific, intentional of what those areas were. Because if you just took a broad scope or perspective, you'd say, well, we were really good at that. We were really good at this. We were really good at that area. We were really good at this. And yet, that wasn't always the case in certain parts of what we did. So we just really tried to drill down as to how the things that we do, how do we do them better? How do we function at a higher level? Obviously, we started to get the penalties cleaned up. How do we function better at the line of scrimmage, from our operation to communication, and really hone in after looking at last year, what our guys do really well. What is Lamar like? Like, really, that's really it. Why waste time? I felt like we did that last year. I felt like we, first couple games, all the off season of what we did, we kind of wanted to see it, and it wasn't good enough. I mean, it really wasn't. So who are we, really, so we can come out of the gates fast?
I love listening to him talk. They had an offense last year that had over 4,000 yards passing and over 3,000 yards rushing. So how do you get better from last year?
Well, I mean, again, like we talked about through the sort of portal of Lamar yesterday, some of these numbers are going to be hard to improve upon. I mean, what they did in the red zone, we gave out, they were the number one offense on a yard per play basis on first, second, and third down. They were great in the red zone. They scored a lot of points. They had a ton of yards. They were incredibly balanced. They could kill you running. They could kill you throwing. They had multiple individuals have their best season ever, including almost Derrick Henry, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, who had a 2,000-yard season in another place in a little different way. But maybe some of those early hiccups he's talking about, well, certainly not maybe. Those will be gone. Maybe even more individuals show up to make it even more of a collective. But I mean, they did things last year that nobody's ever done. So could they do them again? And if they're, again, like Lamar, if they're anywhere in the same area code as they were a year ago, then it's a generational offense again.
Yeah, really, it's just cutting out penalties. They have way too many penalties on the offensive side of the football. And another area that you brought up last week, Jason, the how they handle fourth down with the looper early on. Looper. Because they didn't attempt a ton of fourth downs last year. Are they going to be more aggressive on fourth down?
Ravens continue OTAs Thursday and Friday. There will be media availability, and then there are four next week, all open to the media. But coming up next, we get back to the Orioles. By the way, Cordell Woodland was out at OTAs. He'll join us at 5 o'clock. Orioles getting ready to take on the Mariners. BBT coming up at 6. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken. We hit the hot corner, and we take a look at the pitching for this series. Are we confident that the Orioles starters could possibly win a series in Seattle? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.